and that's hush. That's what we want. Just chill out and relax.
Opening comments, Kevin.
What a great game. I think this was just an outstanding game for both teams. You know, we started out a little slow and with going down by 4 goals in the beginning. We've been here before. In the ACC championship game, you know, our team went down by 4 at that point too. We found a way to pull it together. You know, I think that shows and says a lot about our team as we've gone through this season. I think we've said that after a lot of our games. I give a lot of credit to Syracuse's goalie today. I thought Liz Hogan played an outstanding game. She's all over the place. We generated a ton of shots, and we weren't sticking them. And that was an adjustment we wanted to make at half. When we came out at halftime, we wanted to be really sharp and smart, and I thought we turned the ball over a little too much today. Something we're going to clean up as we go on, as we are fortunate to go on to the Final Four now. But overall, great game.
Kathy, it's Monday last week, and you know you're facing the legend, Gary Cate. You know his history. Was there any thoughts, like, in your mind, like, is he going to do something different, or, you know, or is it just normal week?
You know, I played for Gary for 4 years, and I coached with him for 4 years, and have been good friends with him since. No, I wasn't worried about that. You know, I think, yes, he's a great coach, and he's done a lot for lacrosse in general, but for us, I go back to my whole philosophy, it's all about Maryland. It's all about us doing what we do best, and for us, we can generate shots on offense today. If we would have stuck quite a few more, this might not have been, I don't know, who knows? But, yeah.
Yeah, Caitlin, talk about, Key, toward the end of the game, he had 2 goals right there, giving Maryland the lead for good. Talk about that.
Just with those goals, I saw my opening, and I knew I could beat my defender, so I really wanted to stick it. I hadn't been really sticking my shots in the first half, so I was trying to take smarter shots in the second half and really finish them. So I just kept going hard to goal and knew I could stick them.
Was there any frustration coming off the first half, or was it just a matter of, like, concentrate?
Yeah, just concentrate. I let the first half shots go and just kept playing hard and kept shooting.
Is there 5 minutes in the game, it's 5-0, 4-0. Was there any panic in your eyes? Or?
Mm-hmm. Never hesitate. I trusted my teammates, had faith that we would get the next draw, and just keep driving hard.
Kathy, like she said, there's, you know, 4-0 early, but early, and I'm sure you had reliance that your offense could make up the difference. But defensively, it seemed like you guys really clamped down and were really good on ground balls, which aren't glamorous. Can you sort of comment on the defensive play today?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, to start off a lot of these questions about the 4-0 deficit, another thing, too, is we haven't seen Syracuse in years. You know, we haven't, the Maryland-Syracuse, last time we played, I don't even know when it was. You guys probably know, I don't. Well, I haven't seen them in years, so there we go. But none of our players have, you know, so there was a lot of the unknown coming out, and we're playing against a very strong attack, so we knew defensively we needed to be on. You know, we needed to be smart. Defending Katie Rowe and Dove are tough. You know, and she's a great player, and as Caitlin, both of them representing the U.S. this summer, like, there's a reason why they are there. And we knew defending her was tough, and, you know, she had a hand in a lot of the first half goals. We wanted to clean that up second half and just step up our pressure a little bit, and I thought we did a great job. Brittany Dipper came up with some great saves in the goal for us as well, or gave second chances, which our team was fortunate to come up with the ground balls.
Caitlin, this season, in games where you guys kind of, you look back at last year, you didn't have success there, and you kind of exercised those demons. ACC tournament, you took the team on your shoulders against Duke in the finals. Here today, you guys kind of no momentum in the second half, and all of a sudden you came up big. Just talk about the way you're kind of just seizing the game at big moments and making big plays.
I'm not really thinking about what's happened in the past. I would just want to play for our team this year. It's all about us. It's all about each other. We work hard for each other, and I want us all to succeed together. So I'm just trying to get that win and get that spark to keep our team going.
Caitlin, last year Maryland upset before they reached Final Four, losing to Duke. How's it feel this year that you weren't upset, that now you kept the seeds and now you're going to Towson?
It feels great. Get over that hump in Final Four the past 2 years, but we're really excited. We're going to take it one game at a time coming up next weekend, and we're excited to fly.
Stop bringing up bad memories, people. Let it go. That was last year. We're headed to the Final Four. Let's be excited about that.
You're looking at semifinal, Coach Kathy. It's your first time, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we want, you know? That's what we expect of ourselves. We want to do whatever we can to get here. I mean, this round, I think we're going to see a lot of great games today throughout, for all 4 games that are going on. Who knows how any of them are going to come out, and we'll prepare for whatever's ahead of us, and one game at a time.
And Sarah, you know, you guys have been doing so well in the second half of games. I mean, she must have a hell of a halftime speech. What is she telling you guys?
Everything. No, we just know this place. I mean, Kathy always says, you know, great thing about lacrosse is, you know, there's always a second half, and we always just come out focused and ready to play just 30 minutes, give it everything, come off the field, and know that you've given 110%.
In the first half, a lot of times you go behind the cage and kind of see the field and make your passes, but in the first half, a lot of times you kind of fake that, and then you did a wraparound and would score on it. You really caught the defense off guard. Just talk about what you saw to switch it up instead of just going behind the cage and looking to pass as opposed to attacking.
She was just really active, so try to bait her one side and then just take her the other side and try and put the ball around her as often as I could.
I think she just found herself, the defenders were getting caught on our attackers, like, setting some picks on the crease.
And that helps when everyone else is moving.
Yeah,
as well.
And so she was just found herself open and suck them.
You talk about your own goalkeeper, because I know you're up against a really high-powered offense, and I thought Brittany did a great job. Just talk about that.
Yeah, she she did a really great job. She came up with some huge saves, especially I thought in the second half. And she's just has stepped it up recently in all our games and has been playing so well.
Talk and our confidence has just continued to get better all season. It's great.
There was one odd play in the game that I wanted to just get your perspective on. When their keeper came almost to the restraining line on your side of the field, you had the ball in the middle of the field, and I'm just thinking, what could possibly go wrong for Syracuse? Because I'm just thinking you're going to run down there and score. What were you thinking at that point? And instead of going for a direct shot, you guys decided to get in your offensive set.
Is it the offside? I just wanted to take care of the ball, not throw it away, and keep possession. I don't think there was that much time left, maybe like 4 or 5 minutes. So I knew we could take care of it, and I just wanted to get it safely down to our offensive end.
Kathy, talk about taking over this program, and you knew the expectations were high. Final Four is almost expected, and now you achieved that, especially following in your own coach's footsteps. How does that feel for you?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say it's expected, but I expect it. You know, I've been a part of a team that played in the Final Four all 4 years I was here and actually won the championship. So I would, you know, am very happy with where we are this season, but are we done yet? No. You know, and are we going to continue to work hard to hopefully whoever